Hey, this is Jordan Morris, creator of Bubble. You're about to hear a live episode recorded as part of SF Sketchfest. It's in continuity. I guess this would be episode 4A, happening between episodes 4 and 5 for all you continuity aficionados out there. We're releasing this in honor of the new Bubble graphic novel that comes out July 13th. I'll be back a little bit later in the show to tell you more. But for now, enjoy this live episode.
Bubble. Episode 4A. Escape. The Pina Colada Song. Written by Jordan Morris. We're inside Literati, a busy coffee shop serving up alternative milk lattes and cold brew so strong it will make you feel like your body is covered in tiny bugs that are all talking shit about you. It's one of the roughly 1,000 coffee houses in Fairhaven, a hip urban paradise where young professionals go to brunch and work at jobs where people talk about disrupting and maybe wait till they're in their late 30s to settle down and have kids because they're still figuring out everything to do in themselves, you know? Oh, it's also on a hostile alien planet and shielded by a high-tech dome, but more on that later. Spoiler alert, there's going to be a big evil spider guy. Our heroes enter the shop. There's Morgan, a highly competent killing machine raised on the planet's surface. Despite being able to dismember giant carnivorous insects with her teeth, mainly talks about the golden age of must-see TV.
Everyone still talks about Seinfeld, but there are some killer episodes of Wings.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. There's Mitch, a former Postmates driver who now slays monsters with Morgan on account of his strange new powers. He is the kind of man who owns 3 video game consoles, but no pans.
Sorry, I don't want to waste money on pans when I prefer grilled cheese sandwiches toasted with a lighter.
That's a fun outlook. And there's Annie, who's a genius at turning alien elements into mind-altering drugs, but will often flake on plans with just the text, "Gone fucking."
Whatever, you love it.
They scan the crowd.
Oh, I don't see the mark yet. Do we need to go over the plan again?
I'm a little insulted. You assume that just because I don't usually do in-the-field stuff that I can't keep a plan straight?
Sorry. Do you want to say it back to us?
Sure. Okay, fine. First we... Okay, I don't remember it.
Annie, come on, focus. We need you.
Hey, I kind of zoned out during the explanation, too. Could we do, like, a refresher?
Really, Mitch?
It's not my fault. While you were talking, I could see out the window, and this hummingbird was there and just going to town on a bird feeder.
Wasn't he? That motherfucker loves nectar.
Yeah, he's going nuts.
Okay, fine. Listen, we are on an off-the-books mission for our bosses at Tandem. They suspect that a Fairhaven citizen named Sandon Christian has become infected with a brush virus.
Question, do you think Sandon would be a good name for the hummingbird?
I've been calling him Waluigi.
Guys, can we please save all bird naming questions for after the briefing, okay? We suspect he'll show signs of mutation when in a state of excitement. Now, Annie matched with him on Tinder, so she's going to act as the honeypot.
I do enjoy being called a honeypot.
Hey, you know what's better than honey? Gravy.
Oh, yeah, can I be the gravy sack?
Sure, whatever. Annie, you're the gravy sack.
I'm the gravy sack.
Just meet up with him and, you know, do your first date stuff and I'll observe.
And if he becomes dangerous, I'll blast him with the sting.
Way to pay attention to 1/8 of the plan, Mitch.
Thank you. I downloaded a guided meditation app, and it's really helping me pay attention to 1/8 of things.
Cool, cool. Oh, I think that's him. Just look like you're not on a mission.
Annie has a seat while Morgan and Mitch lurk near the pastry case. Sandin enters. He's in his early 30s and wearing a vest with a pocket watch. I think that kind of says it all, doesn't it?
Hey, are you Sandin? I'm Annie.
Well met, m'lady. So lovely to make your acquaintance on this fine afternoon in this fine purveyor of caffeinated beverages.
Oh, hi. Wow, what a fun way of talking.
Well, nothing but the Queen's English will do when one is courting a queen.
Cool. Really cool.
Can I procure you a libation? Perhaps a pastry on which to sup?
Sure. Yeah. I'll just take my usual large black coffee with extra whip. Hey, while you're getting that, I have to go talk to these people for a sec.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will return with the liquid refreshment. Toot sweet.
Okay. No, I cannot do this.
What?
Let's leave now.
Why?
He's one of those m'lady guys. His profile seemed boringly normal enough, but he's really laying on the rent fare.
Okay, come on. We need this mission to make rent this month. Just, like, be on a bad date for, like, 45 minutes, okay? You don't have to touch him. Just talk.
I just want to go home. Netflix just released a new season of The Great British Baking Show, and tonight at midnight, Pornhub is dropping This Ain't The Great British Baking Show, a XXX parody.
Huh. It seems like they would have gone with The Great British Fucking Show.
Yeah, it's like right there, isn't it?
Annie, come on. You go on bad dates with losers all the time.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, there was the guy who had the eaten, ain't cheating face tattoo.
Oh, yeah. And that woman who said she was a triple threat and that one of those threats turned out to be dealing with customer service.
Yeah, and the one who ended every sentence with skadoosh.
Oh, God, and the pet psychic who worked on every animal except dogs or cats.
Oh! Oh, or the one who could only have sex if that song I've Got a Brand New Pair of Roller Skates was playing in the background.
Or the one who wouldn't stop talking about the 6 months he spent in the mighty, mighty Boss Stones.
Yeah, or Mitch that one time.
Hey.
What? Sorry.
What?
Okay, yeah, I get it. Jeez. Oh, wait, I just thought of a few. Okay, the one who always smelled like honey mustard dressing, the one who still wore trucker caps, and the one who, every time he came, he said, my wife!
So come on, give this weirdo a second chance.
Ugh, fine. But you were leaving me alone with my nasty British cakes as soon as we get home.
Deal.
Hi there, I'm back.
And pleased as a pip am I.
Ugh. So your profile says you're in marketing. Mm-hmm. What's that like?
Well, 'tis a noble pursuit, to be sure. Why, in a mere fortnight, I could begin with a product.
No, stop. I can't do this anymore. Why on earth would you talk like that? This dumb dating app is artificial enough without you talking to me like you're my waiter at medieval times. And while I'm at it, your fucking profile needs work. I don't need to know you're into travel. You know who likes travel? Everyone. Everyone likes it. It doesn't make you interesting that you like travel. And don't say I have a great sense of humor. Just be funny. I'll know you have a great sense of humor. And what's with this looking for a partner in crime shit? Surely you don't mean you want to knock over a liquor store on your date. By adventures, do you mean those escape rooms you're so proud you did? Because fucking escape rooms? Like, what?
As Annie rants, a dark purple corruption creeps out of Sandin's skin and envelops his body.
Oh, shit, Annie, that's too much.
The corruption turns his arm into a long claw. He swipes it over the table, knocking $50 worth of matcha to the ground. The crowd in the coffee shop flees for the door.
Oh, leave thinks it's time for your final curtain call, m'lady.
Morgan grabs a hot milk pitcher from under the foamer.
I have a drink here for Renaissance Dork.
She hurls it like a fastball, hitting the corruption beast in the head.
Ah, what fools these mortals be!
He lashes out with his claw. Morgan narrowly dodges out of the way while removing a tiny throwing knife from her trusty fanny pack. She tosses it and pins the beast to the wall by his claw.
Ow!
Mitch, it's time for that 1/8 of the plan you remembered. Sting, now!
Mitch points his hands and lets fly a blast of blinding light and organic matter.
Here we go.
Wow. So I guess we're back on our bullshit.
Yeah, back on our bullshit.
We're inside the Great Hall at the headquarters of Tandem Industries, the megatech company that runs the bubble that is Fairhaven. Bonnie, its CEO, takes the stage in front of throngs of loyal employees. Bonnie is the kind of person who you'd suspect sleeps sitting up and has a really specific diet, like just root vegetables or something?
Welcome, Tandem Faithful, to the first annual Butthole Ideas Conference. Now, before I start, there have been some questions about the name. No, Butthole does not stand for something like Best Unsung Tradition, whatever, whatever. We made the mistake of naming the conference via an online poll. It was either this or Conference McConference Face. I'm kicking things off with a talk I'm calling What to Do When Everyone Assumes Your Company is Evil. Now, as you know, Tandem is responsible for deliberate communities like Fairhaven, Mission Beach, and Florida, too. Sanctuaries where people can live as they choose without having to worry about the unforgiving alien landscape. But despite these good works, there are still some out there that would label us as evil. The assumption that just because a corporation cares enough to closely monitor its customers, it has sinister motives, is an incorrect one, perpetrated by TV and movies like Demolition Man and others. Behind every supposedly evil facet of the company, there is a perfectly logical, non-evil explanation. For instance, yes, we do have a volcano lair. Now, partially, that's our fault for referring to it as a lair. But this planet's volcanic activity is a clean source of power, and we'd be foolish not to take advantage. And yes, there is a video of me dangling an employee over the volcano's mouth, but that was simply a joke to liven up a sexual harassment seminar. Also, yes, we do thoroughly monitor everyone within our walls. We don't want to be intrusive, but we do want to keep you safe and provide targeted ads and custom porn search categories. So remember, be proud of the work you do here, and do not listen to those who might confuse evil with strength. And finally, monogamy is unnatural. You can read more about it in Sex at Dawn. Thank you.
Bonnie gets off stage. She's immediately approached by Friedrich Lutz, CEO of Dawnspear, one of Fairhaven's largest gaming companies. He's the kind of man who has a closet of identical dress shirts, but is probably wearing some kind of Sonic the Hedgehog underwear. You know, just so he has a naughty little secret.
Bonnie, that speech was amazing. What a great way to kick off the butthole conference.
Hello, Friedrich. How is the interactive tentacle porn business?
Ha, that's funny. It's been years since we made a Squid Dead Redemption game. Yeah, I especially love that part of your speech where you called out the outdated patriarchal practice of monogamy.
Oh, yes. That actually wasn't supposed to be in there. I copied it from a popular TED Talk and accidentally left that in.
Well, very brave either way. I was wondering if you had some time to talk about Dawn Spear's new IRL experiences.
Oh, yes, your little escape rooms. You know, some of our department heads say they're great for the team building or whatever.
Oh, they're the shit for team building. I'm glad you've heard good things. We've actually been incorporating some elements I think would interest Tandem.
Let me stop you right there. It's brush chemicals, isn't it?
What? No. Where would you have heard this?
There's been a rash of really nasty mutations lately. Lo and behold, everyone infected has been to one of your little grown-up playgrounds.
This is ludicrous. You're welcome to come down and inspect our facilities.
We've given things a very thorough scanning and haven't found anything. But that doesn't mean there's nothing there. You're a smart man, Friedrich. And it's entirely possible you could elude me. For a time. Because I admire you, I benevolently allow you to operate under my bubble with the understanding that you'll keep your shit out of my shit. If you're up to anything with brush chemicals, stop, or I will crush you, just like I crushed motherfucking Elon Musk.
Having him drawn and quartered and dissolving his genitals in acid was a little much.
I thought it was fun and funky. Anyway, enjoy some complimentary charcuterie and stay the fuck in your lane.
Bonnie leaves him standing there, mouth open.
You stay the F in your lane. Shoot, that's what I should have said.
Morgan sits in Bonnie's sinister, yet tasteful, minimalist office.
Oh, thanks for taking care of that corrupted goober for us at the coffee shop. The funds we agreed on should be transferred to your account. But next time, can you do it without so much additional destruction?
Yeah, about that. Annie was there and kind of went rogue.
I mean, you don't have to involve the walking student loan. I mean, at least Neckbeard has powers you can exploit.
Look, Annie's my friend, and she's there for me, like, 75% of the time. She's just a creature of impulse.
Well, your methods are your own, and unnecessary chaos aside, you're the hunter I trust the most. Speaking of, how would you and your buddies like a couple of free passes to an escape room?
I think I'll pass. Since I grew up in the brush, you know, fake adventures, they don't really do it for me.
I'll rephrase. You'll be going to an escape room to make up for the coffee shop destruction. There's been a rash of mutations lately. Every one of them has been to one of Dawn Spear's IRL adventures. I need you and Neckbeard.
His name is Mitch.
Oh, yes, I know. I need you and Neckbeard. To use your heightened senses to go in there and see if anything's going on that our scans haven't been able to pick up.
Okay, just to be clear, is this a do it or I'll be kind of passive aggressive to you, or do it or I'll throw you into the wilderness and dissect your friend in a lab?
The second one, of course. Okay.
Okay. So this is the point in the podcast where we'd pause for a commercial, but tonight we'll have to do them live. So please say yes and bear with us.
Do you want fresh, easy to prepare meals delivered right to your door?
I know what you're thinking. Those other meal box companies say easy to prepare, but they assume you have things like cooking oil and running water and a desire to stop spaying Splash Brothers for half an hour. Well, now meals have gotten even easier with Gruntbox.
I love my Gruntbox. When they say easy to prepare, they mean it. This week's box had a 7-Eleven hot dog, 3 cigarettes, and some sort of melon soda. I think it might be South American. It's the perfect meal for me. Someone who's having a rough year.
My Gruntbox really hit the spot. I got a McDonald's McChicken, a Miller High Life Tallboy, and a baggie of powder that was labeled crushed up Adderall. But honestly, who knows what the fuck it was? I didn't even need spices, cookware, or even plates. It had all the nutrition I needed to get up the nerve to tell my boss to go fuck himself.
To get your Gruntbox, just go to grunt.box.biz/bubble, or just visit my buddy Keith, who's usually hanging out in the Bob's Big Boy parking lot. Okay, back to the show.
In Morgan and Annie's apartment, Morgan and Mitch prepare to investigate the escape room.
Okay, so I guess we just do this dumb game and see if there's anything suspicious going on?
Right. I mean, if anything goes down, I can always hum.
Are you looking at the hummingbird again?
No, I'm looking at the place he usually is. I haven't seen him in a while. I'm grown concerned.
Hey, guys. What are you doing?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Sounds like you're planning a mission. Maybe something that could lead to your doom.
We're not. It's nothing. Forget about it.
Sounds like maybe you're going to your doom. Maybe. I want to go to my doom, too.
Annie, it's fine. Look, we know you don't thrive in a mission-based environment, okay? So feel free to just stay here and watch more cake-based pornography.
That ended up being a real letdown. I mean, how hard is it to find porn actors that can do convincing Manchester accents?
Yeah, little details are important, you know.
Can I give it another go? I'm honestly not nuts about my thing being that I sit around getting fucked up all day.
Oh, I don't think that's your thing at all. I mean, it's a thing you do a lot, but, you know, you're really brilliant. You know more about brush chemicals than I do.
Yeah, see? We're, like, basically the same. Yeah, exactly. People even say we sound alike.
Really? I don't hear it.
Honestly, I think it's probably just dudes who aren't used to hearing more than one woman's voice at a time. Like, maybe not a lot of women like talking to them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because, like, when I hear it, like, you're, like, you're up here and I'm down here.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's
yeah,
two
yeah.
different tones.
Totally,
you know?
Yeah.
Like that. Unless...
I think you guys sound alike. Hey! I think she should come. If something illegal is going on there, we could bring someone who knows about illegal stuff, right?
Yes, Mitch, you rule.
Also, you should buy us dinner after we're done. Remember, I got us pizza last week?
I paid you back with homemade coupons.
Yeah, they're bad, though. One says, good for one free thumbs up. And another one said, good for one tip on where to get a cheap car wash.
Fine, I'll be totally present during the infiltration thing, and afterwards, everyone's getting cheese fries.
I have now changed my mind.
Nice. Oh, hey, can I use my thumbs up coupon now?
Hell yeah, you can. What do you think of that?
Honestly, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Later, in the lobby at Don Spear IRL, the gang approaches the counter.
Welcome to Don Spear IRL, an escape room experience. Are you ready to get IRL?
I guess. What's available in terms of experiences?
Not much. These rooms are all booked. Captain Odeon's fanciful steampunk contraption later, a wee journey out of Hobbiton, and Eros' decadent Grecian sex gauntlet.
Fuck, really? I'm leaving.
Annie, remember you wanted to do this?
Yeah, but can we come back when the sex gauntlet's open?
No, we're doing one today. Okay, sorry, what do you have available now?
Well, if you don't mind being spooked, there's the Bloody Haunting of Scream House.
I'm actually not nuts about being spooked. I prefer being encouraged or satiated.
Okay, we are... We're fine with being spooked, okay? Three, please.
Any chance this thing is like a secret sex gauntlet?
Well, maybe. Actually, no, it definitely isn't.
The gang stands in a spooky dungeon with bloody writing on the walls.
Man, she was right about this place being spooky. Did I imagine I don't like being in enclosed spaces? Is there one of these things that's like more out in the open or something?
Mitch, it's called an escape room. I'm pretty sure they're all going to be in rooms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sounds like a failure of the imagination to me.
Ugh, this is boring. Wait, I think I solved it. This wall looks like it's made of plywood, so let's kick it down with kicks and go get cheese fries. I win!
Guys, we need to see as much of this place as possible so we can see if there's any brush energy around.
Girl, you have never been fun to play games with.
What, are you still mad about Monopoly? Like I said before, it's a common misconception that you can't collect rent when you're in jail.
You and your rules.
And I definitely know you don't automatically own hotels when you lick them.
That is how my family played.
Okay, guys, can we at least try, please? We are dangerously close to being on Bonnie's shit list.
Fine, I'll try. I'm all about trying now.
Hey, this blood writing has to be a clue, right? It just looks like squiggles.
Wait, maybe I can translate. It says, kick down the wall and go get cheese fries with Mitch, who smells. Ha!
Hey.
Annie, wait, you're actually right about that wall, though. It's clearly made of some other material. Maybe those panels slide out.
Don Spear, the video game company, made this place, right? Let's add up the blood marks to get a number, and that's how you get out of the Ink Dungeon in Squid Dead Redemption. Remember? You guys have played that game, right?
No, it's a porn game.
Why would anyone do that?
Sorry.
I have sex. Okay, it adds up to 7. So move the 7th panel.
Okay. It worked! I found a key! Hey, we fucked up our way to an answer! Go us!
The gang moves into another room with body bags hanging from the ceiling.
Ugh. All right, which one of these walls looks like it would be good for kicking?
Wait, Mitch, is your sting sense picking up anything?
I mean, maybe. Let me listen.
Solid timing.
Yeah.
But we should let Mitch for real concentrate.
Yeah, something is definitely here, but not in this room. It seems like it's under us, if that makes sense.
Okay, well, one of these floorboards is loose. I think I can pry it.
Hell yeah, I was hoping there would be some prying.
Morgan yanks up one of the floorboards. It was covering a dark, slimy, pulsating hole.
Wow, solid hole. We sliding?
You know it.
Hell yeah.
They dive into the mucousy darkness and plop out into a dank chamber with slowly pulsing walls.
Oh man, I'm all slimy.
Yeah, I'm all slimy.
This is what's causing the mutations. It's a deposit of brush energy.
Hey, there's something in here with us. We should be really careful.
Before Mitch can finish his sentence, claws shoot out of the wall and jam themselves into our hero's neck.
There's something gross in my neck.
A voice echoes out from the darkness.
So this is who Bonnie sent. You three better be part of some scouting party for a larger attack force, or I'm going to feel really insulted.
From the ceiling descends Friedrich Lutz, CEO of Dawnspear. Only this time, his head is grafted onto the body of a giant spider. Y'all remember when I said that shit would happen? It was in the beginning. It was a callback.
All right. What the fuck are you?
Just a fan of progress. I knew Bonnie was onto me when I met her at the Butthole Festival.
The what? Does that stand for anything?
No, I think it's just a bad name.
I actually know of another Butthole Festival. It's probably not the one that you're thinking of. It's kind of like an invite-only situation.
I'm sorry. Sorry, we didn't mean to interrupt. Can you finish?
I don't have to. I can skip the explanation and get right to breaking you.
No, 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 we're curious. I mean, at this point, we're pretty confused, actually.
Yeah, I can see that. Anyway, I've been trying to bring my game company to the next level. Bonnie and Tandem have always had a leg up because they've been secretly harvesting brush energy.
That is a lie. She would never be that reckless.
She is. Plus, the fluoride they put in the water gives men erectile dysfunction.
I don't know, dude. That sounds like kind of a personal problem.
It's the fluoride. Look, I can stop and get right to the breaking if you want.
No, sorry. Keep going.
All right. Well, we built this facility on top of the lair of a mind spider to harness its power. We're diverting most of our resources to blocking Tandem scanners so we can do our research in peace. After Bonnie slighted me at the conference, I had the spider killed and my head grafted onto its body to take control of its chemicals and speed along my process.
Hey, man, I get that you're pissed about your number two status, but the mind spider's chemicals are no joke.
Yeah, don't you know that this place has been causing mutations? I mean, you can't fuck around with brush energy like this.
It's all in the name of progress. The mutations were unforeseen and unfortunate, but you'll agree it's all worth it once you see what I've built. An escape room where you have to escape your own worst fears.
Some incongruously chill music starts to play. We realize it's the Pina Colada song, or it would be if we weren't afraid of being sued terribly. So, for our purposes, this will have to do.
If you like booze in your beverage, getting trapped in the snow, and the love of a puppy, homemade pizza dough. If you like having sex at breakfast, after eggs or a crepe, then we maybe should get married. Call me Mr. Escape.
Hey, what the fuck?
Creepy, huh?
No, it's more confusing. The Pina Colada song?
Okay, the song is called Escape. Escape parentheses, the Pina Colada song.
Most people don't know that.
I think it's widely known.
No, it's not. Most people think Jimmy Buffett wrote that, but he didn't.
Obviously. Who did?
I don't know, but not Jimmy Buffett, though. It wasn't him.
It's Rupert Holmes. Look. I'll reconsider the ironic music cue for my next victims. But for now, enjoy your personal demons!
The claws pulsate and our heroes black out. Mitch is the first to come to, inside of a dark void, a liminal space.
Hello? Is anyone else here?
A figure slowly creeps out of the dark.
Hey, Mitch, it's me, the alligator you were convinced lived in the toilet of your childhood home. Any day now you're gonna sit down on the potty and I'll bite off your ween!
No! Not my ween! I need that! Holy shit, I'm back in fourth grade again!
Yeah, fuck yeah you are, dude! And hey, I was talking to the guys you ride the bus with, and they said you don't know what 69 means.
No, I do. I totally do.
Oh man, Mitch totally doesn't know what 69 is!
I could guess.
Oh yeah? Okay, what do you think it is?
Where the woman pees on the man.
You don't fucking know, Mitch doesn't know. Fucking story of your life, dude. Always five steps behind everyone else. Sure, you're not delivery driving anymore, but you're still letting an app tell you what to do. And you're gonna die letting apps and bosses and your parents tell you what to do. And then you'll proceed to still fuck it up. Now sit on that potty so I can chomp off that wing.
Oh.
A spiritually broken Mitch crumples to the ground. Now just a ball of shame. Morgan wakes up inside her own void.
Okay, I'm in this mind spider's terror void. Whatever happens next is not real.
Hey, Tater. It's been a while.
Hi, Mom. I mean, not Mom. Hallucination made to drive me insane, or whatever.
Quite a little life you've made for yourself here. Your, colorful friends, I guess, and your apartment. It's really cute.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It means it's cute.
Yeah, right. You said it in, like, a mom way, so...
I mean, I guess I'm a little surprised that this is what you're doing with your life. After everything that your dad and
Mostly dad.
Well, that's debatable. But my bigger point is that you're wasting your life and sleeping on a futon.
I like the futon, okay? I prefer a harder sleeping service.
Okay, sure. Yeah, just keep telling yourself that. Hey, here's something interesting. You're a highly trained killing machine, and I'm your worst fear.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping it would be a dragon or something.
Yeah, or a crab monster. A crab monster would have been so cool.
Yeah, a crab monster would have been nice.
Yeah. You know, on dozens of occasions, you've looked death in the face and kicked it in the vagina, but you still can't figure out how to relate to the people in your life. I mean, you have to wonder why I still haven't come back to get you after all these years.
Shit, that's a low blow.
At least your dad comes in once in a while to steal artifacts and shoot lasers at you. I'm just out there someplace truly not giving a fuck about you.
I don't care.
You totally care. You put on this ass-kicker facade, but when you're not killing something, you're swaddled in your room watching dumb sitcoms about families who fight about nothing and then hug it out at the end. I mean, look at you. All you want is a hug, and you can't get it.
Oh, fuck, this is working.
Annie comes to inside her own void.
Where am I? Was a La Quinta Inn?
OMG, Annie Powell? Oh my God, it's me, Beth Connors. We grew up together. What the H have you been up to all these years?
Oh, chillin'.
It is so funny. I ran into you. My husband was cleaning out the garage and he found these photos of us. I mean, remember when we dressed up as our favorite Disney princesses and we did that dance to NSYNC?
I don't think I did that.
Oh, you did. You did. I have pics and I'm totally putting them on a Facebook and tagging you so everyone can see just how basic you really are.
Basic me? No way. I'm like super fucking out there. When I leave a room, people turn to their friends and say like, what's her deal? That's who I am.
Oh, uh-huh. Please. You hide behind potty humor and reckless substance abuse. But I know when you turn your internet browser to private, you take BuzzFeed quizzes to find out which Gilmore Girls man is your ideal husband.
No, no, wrong. No, that's not true. It's not. Wait, what am I doing? Who the fuck cares? Basic shit rules sometimes. I mean, I live a balanced life of innovative debauchery mixed with strategic moments of reading The Hunger Games and drinking pumpkin spice lattes, which, for the record, are fucking rad with a little Jim Beam in them. I refuse to apologize for that, you boring dipshit I went to junior high with.
You are stronger than I suspected. Let's go ahead and move you to the next level.
Morgan? Mitch, is that you guys? Man, this is kind of a piece of cake, huh? This stupid mind spider doesn't
Annie,
know shit.
While you were digging around, we got tagged.
Yeah, we're poisoned. I'm probably gonna die, and it's your fault.
What? I've been here the whole time.
Bullshit! When am I gonna learn? I can't depend on you.
Yeah, you're always too messed up or forgetful or just plain selfish to ever help anyone.
That's not true. I'm improving in all those areas.
Yeah, well, not fast enough, I guess. You fucking killed us. Your bullshit fucking killed us.
No. No, don't go. I need you.
Nope. We're dying. But before we go, we're going to remember a few more of those lamos you dated.
Yeah, the one whose greatest accomplishment was running the Moon Pie Twitter feed.
Oh, you guys.
The one who yelled at me for 45 minutes for never having seen The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
And the one who shit the bed so hard that her friends died.
I don't remember the... Oh, that was me.
It was her. Annie can't stand it. Her worst fear is right in front of her. She watches her best friends in the world fade away. The saddest song in the world begins to play. Or at least a version of it that we can legally use.
I heard there was a Bible guy who sang real good and made you cry. He was the Ramona to your Beezus. It goes this way in March and May, the desert wind, the ocean spray. The Bible guy is waving, howdy, Jesus. 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 Howdy, Jesus.
Do you hate the hassle of mattress shopping? Do you wish someone could deliver a quality mattress right to your door at a reasonable price? Well, the cheapest mattresses don't come in high-tech boxes. They come from the side of the road. That's the principle behind RoadsideMattress.com.
Hi, I'm John Mattress, CEO of RoadsideMattresses.com. We locally source our mattresses from all over your community. From the lawn outside that apartment building that's always covered in broken children's toys, to the loading dock outside a recently out of business Sears. We take unwanted mattresses with minimal parasites and deliver them to you. Or tell you where you can come and get them if my brother, who has a truck, is busy.
I love my roadside mattress. Thanks to them, I get to sleep with thousands of bedbugs, whose feet act like tiny living massagers, and whose presence decreases loneliness. Plus, its built-in filth reminds me of the mattress I used to collapse on in that flop house when I was hooked on horse. And that was the happiest time of my life.
Just go to RoadsideMattresses.com and enter promo code I Heard This on Bubble, the podcast, for a free sticky pillow.
Hey, it's Jordan again. Remember in the intro where I mentioned that Bubble is now a graphic novel? Well, it's true. I wrote the script with the great comedy writer Sarah Morgan, who did a lot of work on the podcast. Tony Cliff of the Delilah Dirk series did the art and the adaptation. And Natalie Reese of the Dungeon Critters series did the colors. So it was really an awesome team working on this book. It was so much fun to bring this story to the page. And I think if you were a fan of the podcast, you'll really love the book. It's available wherever you get your books. That includes Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and especially your local indie bookstore or comic book store. All right, back to the show.
Our characters are pinned to the wall by tentacles, unable to fight back because they are living in a liminal space containing their own worst fears. Friedrich surveys his victory.
This is the best Bonnie had to offer. They're already broken, and I didn't even have time to figure out where my dick is on my new spider body. I should look into that.
Before he can figure out where exactly his dick is, a huge chunk of ceiling caves in and Bonnie drops through, wielding two small curved blades charged up with electricity.
Remember what I said about staying in your lane? Well, I have no idea whose lane this is, but it sure as fuck isn't yours.
Hello, Bonnie. Still not deploying the army, I see. I guess you have no idea what I'm capable of.
Oh, I do. And it's jack shit. Nice spider body. Is it new?
Yes, thank you for noticing. I'm still getting used to it. So far, the dick has been elusive. Sorry that I've broken your little workforce.
Oh, all part of the plan. I put a trace on my trusty freelancers, hoping they'd find whatever you were up to and I could come in and kick your ass myself. A gal's gotta get out of the office sometime, you know, work-life balance, you know?
Oh, I hear you. I've been doing CrossFit recently.
Oh, really? You know, I've been meaning to try it, but it seems a little culty. Is that your experience?
They're passionate, that's for sure. Hey, I wonder if the fact that I'm now an 80% spider will affect my workouts.
Oh, I can't see how it wouldn't.
You know, we're a lot alike, you and I. Both successful CEOs, both open to the possibilities of alien energy.
Oh, bullshit. I've got a thriving empire, and you build toys and games for emotionally stunted adult children. You're nothing like me.
I was afraid you'd say that.
A claw shoots out of the ground and latches onto Bonnie's neck. She goes into a trance.
Bonnie, it's me, your dad. I'm here to tell you that.
Ah!
Bonnie uses her blades to slice off her fake dad's head.
Oh! Thanks for letting me into your little terror void. Now that I'm here, I can wake up my backup. Hey, Morgan!
Bonnie, it's not you. It's not.
Yes, it's the real me. I followed you in here because I need you to help me kill that spider douche. Now rip off the claw and help me with the stabbing.
I want to, but I can't. I just feel so not good enough.
Oh, my God. He showed you your fucking mom, didn't he? Hey, kid, you're 10 times the warrior she was, and you stick by people a hell of a lot better.
You think so?
Let's see, shall we? Rip out the claw and distract our host while I grab your associates before they pee their pants any further.
Morgan rips out her claw and starts to fight Friedrich. In the liminal space, Bonnie approaches Mitch.
Hey there, buddy. Hey, wake up. We need your lasers.
Bonnie, make sure the alligator doesn't bite my wiener and tell him I know what 69ing is.
What? What the fuck are you hallucinating about?
There's mean alligators in this toilet.
Look, I don't need to hear it. You don't need to worry about alligators. You could use your hand lasers to blow off one's head at any moment. You're powerful, Mitch. Maybe, maybe the most powerful neckbeard of them all.
Hey, yeah. I guess I could kill them if I wanted to.
Ah, that's the spirit. Now rip off the claw and go help your friend.
Mitch rips out the claw and joins Morgan in the fight. Bonnie materializes in front of Annie.
Hey, Morgan's roommate. Wake up. You're like amazing or whatever.
I killed them. I killed both of them.
Oh, you did not. They're out there kicking ass right now. And if we don't hurry, there's going to be nothing left for me to kill. And my therapist said I need to make it a priority to have me time.
I mean, maybe I didn't kill them now, but I might. Morgan's life is getting more and more dangerous and ambitious, and I'm just not equipped for that.
Look, okay. Maybe you can't show up for a job on time or wear pants that don't have nacho cheese on them. But the fact that you've been able to create what you have purely in the name of getting fucked up is genuinely impressive.
You really think so?
Yes! The fact that you and your team were able to find this place when I couldn't, now that's impressive. And an embarrassment to me, okay? Now let's go rip out these claws and kill a big spider guy.
Hell yeah.
Bonnie and Annie both rip the claws out of their neck. They come to and see that Friedrich has Morgan and Mitch pinned to the wall with two of his legs.
Morgan!
Bonnie, I'm sorry. I'm used to these things being mindless. It's a different ballgame fighting one that has a human brain.
Bonnie charges Friedrich, who pins her to the wall with a giant leg that's not his dick.
Oh, let me go, you nerd!
No. Hey, Annie, wasn't your fear being forced to watch your friends die? Well, it looks like it's going to happen. For reals.
Hey, wait. Didn't I hear you say earlier that you're confused about your new spider body?
Well, yes. I've got dick concerns.
Okay, the mind spider is actually a really fascinating animal. The toxin you've been pumping us with can actually give you a nice boost of fear-adjacent pep if you cut it right. I mixed some with a little Barefist energy drink before I went to my butthole festival.
Really? Good to know. But about its dick.
I'm getting to that. It's actually underneath a sac on its belly that sends the commands to these claws that's lined its lair with. Fun fact, the claws actually contain the toxin, not the spider itself. So that soft, penetratable sac probably shouldn't get near those claws, like the one that I have behind my back.
Annie brandishes the claw she's stowed behind her back and charges. She plunges it into the spider's soft sac.
My dick! It's a dick sack!
He screams out and lets the others drop to the ground.
Annie, you saved us!
Should I sting?
No need. He's got tons of toxins in him, so he'll be crashing in Fear Town for a while.
I'm so sorry I ever called you a fuck up.
It's cool. It's probably just because of all the fucking up I did.
Wait. So now he's trapped inside his own worst fear, huh? I wonder what that is.
Inside the dark of the terror void, Friedrich calls out.
Hello? Is anyone there?
Hey there. I just heard your text chain has a separate text chain where all they do is make fun of you.
No!
Hey, Bonnie. Thanks for saving us. And for admitting in the terror void how baller it was that we were able to find this place when you couldn't.
What? No. What? No. I think you're misremembering what went on in the terror void. There's just so many chemicals involved. I never said that.
Hey, did we all see the same thing? Were you guys all scared of the toilet alligator who made fun of you for not knowing what 69 means?
No, Mitch, the hallucinations are all personal.
Yeah, my first one was this basic dork I grew up with, but I was like, pow, get out of here, nope. And then I saw you guys die.
Annie, that's really sweet. I'm scared that you'll die too.
Yeah, I guess I like being part of the team or whatever. So Morgan, what was yours?
Crab monster, big crab monster, yeah.
And that's the end.
That was Bubble, recorded live at SF Sketchfest. The cast was Jean Grey. She is a rapper and performer. You can find her on Instagram at Jeannie Grigio. Allison Becker, who is the head writer of the upcoming Tiny Toons reboot. You can find her on Instagram at the Allison Becker. Eliza Skinner, who is the head writer of the great Disney Plus series Earth to Ned. She has a new stand-up comedy and music album called Regarding My Lovers that you can find on AST Records. Christella Alonzo, the stand-up comedian whose comic memoir Music to My Years is available wherever you get your books. I've read it. It's awesome. Mike Mitchell, who is featured in the new movie The Tomorrow War, viewable on your Amazon Video device. Jonathan Colton, the great musician who you can find online at jonathancolton.com. Nick Weiger, who is one of the writers of Earth to Ned on Disney+. Blaine Kapach, who is one of the hosts of the awesome D&D podcast Nerd Poker. Caitlin Gill, a stand-up comic who also makes hilarious t-shirts that you can find at GuaranteeShirts.com. Sarah Claspel, one of the hosts of the Everything is Rent podcast, and Jesse Thorne, who hosts the Jordan Jesse Go podcast with yours truly. The script was written by me, and the editing was done by Colonel Jeff Fox. Thanks for listening. Once again, the Bubble graphic novel is available now. Grab one wherever you get your books.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.